106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back on Tuesdays. For the last couple of years, head coach Tim Rebo has been kind enough to join us, and he will again this season. So first off, sir, I will start by saying thank you for doing that. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, man, Gus, thanks for having me. You know I love doing this. I love spreading the word about Nicholls football, and I appreciate all the kind stuff and all the things you do, man. Everything is going well here in Memphis.
Yeah, I was going to get into that because, look, obviously you guys are in Memphis for a reason. We know how hard the area was hit. Our station, obviously, is in LaRose, so Thibodeau LaRose is down the street, man. What has this been like? I'm going to get to how Memphis has, I mean, been amazing to you guys, but just the week leading to that game against the Tigers, what were some of the difficulties for you guys? What was it like?
I think the first part was, like everybody knows, all the towers were down, and in the communication with our players, we didn't have any. So that was the toughest thing, and then so we were trying to set up the trip and trying to get out there early, and we had limited service. We'd have to go to the campus police station and operate out of there on Tuesday because that's the only place that had some power and some service. So we set the trip up, and we gathered our guys on Tuesday night and said, be there Wednesday morning. Let's pack up and let's go. And the guys have been really, really resilient. They just jump in doing anything that we ask. And got into Memphis late on Wednesday night, had a practice at the Liberty Bowl, and then tried to just get on course and get them locked in and focused for a game.
Coach, you get up there and you play, and obviously you always want to get a win. 42-17 was the final there, but look, that's a tough team to play, and the fact that you guys fought valiantly, what were some of the thoughts from the game?
Well, I thought we were ready to play. I did. I thought we were locked in. We changed a little bit of some practice stuff that we had to do because we had limited days. But I really thought our guys were ready. We came out early, took it right down the field, went up 7-0. It was 7-3 for a while. And then, you know, we couldn't get a stop, and we didn't get any rhythm. One of the things that I was disappointed in about our team, and let me say this, I thought we fought hard. I thought we did all that. But, you know, we had too many penalties again, and you play against a good Memphis football team. You can't keep giving them opportunities over and over again and giving them extra. You know, we bent a little bit, and they got a bunch of field goals out of us. But in the end, man, I was just a little disappointed in how we didn't do some things cleaner.
Coach, when you look at that game, too, obviously some of the things that stood out to you on the offensive and defensive side of things?
Yeah, I thought offensively, I thought we did a good job up front. I thought we really did in blocking and protecting them. We had a couple of things. Dejon had a good game. I thought Lindsey threw it around a little bit. But, you know, we didn't sustain some drives, and you obviously got to put more points on the board. And then defensively, I thought we did some good things that time, but I also want to give them some credit. They made a couple plays, man. We'd have a pass interference call, and then they would come back next play and make a couple incredible catches. So I got to give them some credit. One of the things I thought they did, Gus, was tempo. I thought they got after us pretty, played fast a little bit, and I don't know how we handled that really well.
Yeah, no doubt Memphis, one of those teams that will snap the ball in those big play abilities too. It's kind of hard, right, when you get down, you know, 10-7 and had 19 in that second. What was that message, I guess, at halftime? It's just to kind of stay in your game at that point, just try to build on it. It's a long season, trying to win the next series and the next quarter, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know we have to go out and try to get a stop. And then offensively, we came back again and pushed the ball right down the field. So I thought that was good. But I did talk to him about cleaning the things up and let's not beat ourselves. And let's not go 1st and 10. And jump off sides and have a motion penalty and make it 1st and 15. You know, it's hard enough when you're playing against a good team to do that. And on the flip side, we jumped off sides a little bit against them and you know, made a give them a first down and do those things. So I really, at halftime, I think it's the usual. It was a lot about us, some of the things that we had to clean up. And I thought we did that a little bit. But, you know, end came up a little bit short. But I thought this, too, and I told the team this today. We just got off the practice field this morning. Is, you know, we got to play a little tougher. We got to be a little bit tougher. And that's kind of been the message this week.
Speaking with head coach Tim Rebo of the Colonels, gocolonels.com, of course, the website, Nichols FB, if you want to follow them over on Twitter. Coach, so that was the game. And we're going to get, obviously, to this Saturday's game, but I really think the people of the community that have had an opportunity, maybe don't know, Coach, what the city of Memphis has done, what the school has done as well. Saw the story yesterday up here in Atlanta of what's happened, and I saw you on the report, Coach, and from corporate sponsors to the university to Memphis football players taking money out of their own pockets to help your football players. Kind of go over some of the things that are happening over there and how they're treating you, because I really think the people of Thibodaux would love to hear that.
First of all, you know, I can't say enough about how everybody has really jumped in and stepped up and really wanting to help and really wanting to give. And I keep spreading the word and the messages. There's a lot of good people in this world, and there still are. A lot of times what we see and what we hear, a lot of negativity. But there's so many good things that people do, and I can't thank them enough in the way they treat and taking our guys in. Has it been a little difficult for our players at times? Yes. A lot of logistics things we got to do, from staying in one hotel, then switching and going to another hotel, and then where we're going to get the meals from, and we got to get on and go. But I tell our guys we're truly blessed because, you know, we have a roof over our head. We got air conditioned. We eat 3 and 4 times a day, and we get in to play football. You know, so we miss the people back at home. I know they miss their families. I know their families are staying in touch with them. But we're really in a good place up here. And this is, you know this, football and athletics in general is a relationship business. And right, the relationships you build over the years and what people do. And, you know, I can start from John Robinson, who is the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, who's stepping up, helping feed up players, to Dodge Berry and FedEx. This lady has jumped in, and we have a relationship with Scott Sidwell and Randy King that go way back. You know, Randy's a Tulane guy, and he called his people at FedEx, and they have been bending back and helping us and feeding us. And the story, this lady, Kelly Carson, at Life Church here in the Dream Center in Memphis, reached out to us last week and saw our story that we were coming early, and she said she wanted to help. So they fed the team on Thursday and Friday lunch, and she said, if y'all stay and come back, I will feed y'all this week. So they feed us every day at lunch, after practice, before practice, and we go to the Life Church in the gym, and people just feeding the team. It's incredible some of the things that they're doing.
It's crazy, Coach. And in the story that I saw last night, too, Memphis football players coming together, coming up and raising some money to give to your players to have a little spending cash and have that out of their own pockets and just handing an envelope, man. That's awesome to see, because as I mentioned it, and we spoke with Coach Napier, who you're going to face on the football field and in competition this weekend. It's one of the beauties of sports, isn't it, Coach? And I've always said this. I wish we could play a game, per se, every day this week. I always feel like when you're in your home stadium, no one knows where you're from, what's your bank account, what your religious or political beliefs. Everyone roots and gets behind one cause. And it just baffles me how when we leave the stadium, we go back to being ugly. I don't get it.
Right.
But, you know, it's you see that. I mean, you saw all across the country, you know, in Norman, Oklahoma, when Tulane was playing, when you guys were playing in Memphis, people banded together and helped Louisiana football, or helped Louisiana students, or helped Louisianians as those stories went on through athletics and sports, man. That's why it's so important to have athletics, I think.
Yeah, we talk about family in athletics and sports, and we are family. We're our brothers, you know. When you come in, it don't matter where you're from, what you look like, who you are. You know, we are truly brothers in that locker room and on the field. And then when you're opponents, you know, the guys pull for each other. I know this. The only time you don't pull for somebody is when you're playing against them, you know, but they're always pulling for their buddies, and they're different. And, you know, Coach Silverfield after the game had told me, he says, hey, look, the players have collected money. And he says, out their own pocket that they wanted to do. And Jeff Crane, who's one of the associate athletic directors, had given the envelope to Jonathan Terrell, and said, hey, this is for the players, and they won't want them to have it. And I found out later, Gus, it was over $3,000 that the players had collected. So we distributed, and it went from player to player. You know, we distributed, and then got the guys on a bus, and we took them to Walmart. You know, some of the things that people don't see and don't think, we got to go wash clothes. We got to go buy underwear. We got to do those types of things that we're doing for the players. It's been tremendous. It's been really fun. But it's all pulling together, and it's all big family. And I do want to say this, the administrations of both schools, and Dr. Kloon at our place and JT had just been saying, hey, do what you got to do to take care of our student-athletes. And they are helping us in any way they can from a distance. Say, hey, take care of it. We'll figure some things out later when we get back.
No doubt, Coach. And we'll wrap up with head coach Tim Rebo here. You got another tough opponent. You got some wounded Cajuns taking on some wounded Colonels here. They have expectations. You guys do as well. You're finally going to hopefully be back home in a couple of weeks. But, look, you're going to Lafayette to play a pretty tough Cajun team. What are going to be some of the keys for you?
Well, first of all, the first key is you're going to have to tell me some of the things that Billy said. I didn't get to hear the interview. You have to give me some tips. We still got a bunch of good friends, and also they reaching out to us. You know, anything that they can do to help us, I know they're going to do that. But it's going to be a battle on the field. You know, we had a good practice today. We went over to Christian Brothers High School here in Memphis. Is really helping our team out, and that's what we'll be practicing the next couple of days. And we got our first really good practice in today for the Cajuns, and they do a lot. I know coaches say this a lot of times, but they are very, very, very well coached. Billy does a great job in what they do, and their offense is tremendous. You know, the things that they do, they put you in binds, and then defensively they really get after you. And then when you look at their special teams, they're so sound and give you a bunch of different looks and do some things. So we have our work cut out for us again. But I do think the message is going to be for us this week is don't let the Colonels beat the Colonels. You know, we got to take care of ourselves, and let's get off to a good start and try to play at one quarter of the time. And listen, nobody is going to feel sorry for us. You know, we talk about that. You know, once you get on that football field, and we don't want that. You know, we want to be ready to play. Our guys will be ready to play. They'll be excited to be back in the state of Louisiana. Have a lot of people pulling for us. So we got to put our best foot forward and be ready to go.
Head coach Tim Rebo of the Nicholls State Colonels. Coach, continued success, obviously, up there and trying to do the best you can. And then we'll see you hopefully back home real soon. You'll at least be in the boot state coming up this weekend. So you're getting closer and closer. But I wanted to tell the story, man, of what's going on, obviously, up there. It's tremendous that people are banding together. So good luck this weekend. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
All right, Gus. Thanks, man. Y'all stay safe across the country, everybody. We'll be home soon.
Yep, for sure. That is Coach Tim Rebo at Nicholls_FB over on Twitter. And, of course, you can go online and check him out, gocurnels.com. Quick break. That actually was head coach Willie Fritz calling my phone. I'm going to try to get him on the air here shortly. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.